Colin Groves, you've been here at finals day all day. First of all, it's great to see Yorkshire at a showpiece final, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a cracking day. Everybody's enjoyed it. It's been nice to be part of it, and the atmosphere's been superb.
And proud of the team?
Very proud of them. All credit to all of them, every one of them. They performed well, they got us to the final, certainly didn't let us down, and they got all their heads up high, and they've done everybody proud.
And it was close in the end, wasn't it? You always thought that maybe Hampshire just had the noses ahead, but with David Miller in there, they kept bouncing back.
Yeah, still, to be honest, I fancied our chances that last over, getting 14, to be fair, the way we've been playing, and unfortunately, Brezzy got out, and you know, the rest is history now. But yeah, David Miller played a blinder, absolutely superb.
10th year of the competition, T20 is something that Yorkshire never cracked, but we've started to crack it now, and we looked a lot better this year.
Yeah, we set our stall out this year. We had a long discussion before the start of the season and said, right, we're going to go and try and get some players who are good at playing 2020 and build a team around that, and that's what we did, and it's worked, to be honest.
The two overseas signings were inspirational. Mitchell Stark, who's not here today, leading wicket taker in the country. David Miller's shown what he can do today as well.
Yeah, we picked two fantastic players for 2020 and both of them worked out. It's a pity Mitchell couldn't be here. If he had it, I think he'd have made a difference on there today, and you know, I think we might have been champions with him here today, but he's not, and that's it. So, but no, it's been brilliant.
How big for the club is the Champions League to qualify for that?
It's great to go, you know, that's one thing about it. I said to the lads, if we get through to the final, at least we're going to the Champions League, and you know, we're getting our name in the frame there, which is what we want.
And Yorkshire back on the map?
Of course we are. And all we need now is a good finish to the Championship, and you know, keep our fingers crossed, back to the Division 1.